There's a wonderful scene early on in C.S. Lewis's book, The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, where the Pevensey children meet the Beavers for the first time. Mr. and Mrs. Beaver are, I have to say, my favourite characters in C.S. Lewis's The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. There they are, in this magical land, which they've got to through the wardrobe. They're there, talking animals, evil queens. And Lucy feels both wonder and fear after hearing about Aslan, when Mr. Beaver starts talking about Aslan, the original Lion King, who rules over the lands of Narnia. Lucy asks Mr. Beaver, "Is he safe?" To which Mr. Beaver replies, "Safe? Who said anything about being safe? Of course he isn't safe. Of course he isn't safe, but he is good." To me, C.S. Lewis sums up our reaction to God. Because much like Lucy, who wants to know that the ruler of Narnia is safe, we want God to be safe and comforting, being there for us and making no great demands on us. We long for safety, particularly when things seem so insecure or strange or different around us, just as they do at the moment. We look for continuity, which is what King Charles and the royal family are seeking to do as we move from the Elizabethan age to the new Caroline age. But sometimes things just can't be safe and secure. Sometimes we have to trust. We have to have faith in our God of surprises. In our gospel reading, we have Jesus traveling around Jerusalem, preaching about the new kingdom, the kingdom of God, a radically different kingdom from what people expect. Jesus shows the bursting through of this new age by healing the sick, raising the dead, performing miracles, and, it must be said, generally upsetting the religious leaders around Jerusalem with his teaching. People flocked to him to see what would happen next, to see what he would say next, what he would do next. Throughout Luke's Gospel, we have Jesus teaching the crowd with a series of wonderful parables, some of which are completely unique to Luke's Gospel. We know most of these parables very well, that we tend to become a bit blasé about them and miss the way they shook the first listeners in the crowd. The message certainly wasn't a safe one that Jesus was giving them. Last week we had the lost sheep. When the man finds the sheep, he gathers his friends and rejoices. God is not safe, but is always good and seeks us even when we wander afar. Then we had the woman who had 10 silver coins. One mysteriously disappears as she lights a lamp and turns her house upside down until she finds it. When she finds the coin, she throws a party with all her friends, costing more than the coin's worth, no doubt. God is not safe, but is always good. He finds a reason to be with us, to celebrate when all is united. Then today we have our very difficult and complicated reading of a dishonest manager who is about to be fired for stealing his master's funds. Because he doesn't want to do manual labour or beg on the streets, and let's face it, who would? He goes around to all those who owe his employer money, and he does deals with them. He does this so that they would be kind to him when he does lose his job as the manager. And basically, he's hoping that they'll provide him with a backhander too, so that he will have some forward income. He transforms what he thinks is a terrible situation into one that benefits him. and of course the others. In doing this, he actually builds relationships with the people who owe his master money, albeit in what we would regard a rather shady way. Surprisingly, particularly surprisingly, I would say to us reading it now, the master, instead of throwing the manager in jail, congratulates him for his shrewdness, for his initiative, and his wisdom in business. Now, you must remember that all of Jesus' parables are about revealing the nature of God and his kingdom. So here we have an unexpected God who is not giving the safe and expected message, but rather who is full of surprises and turns our world and our thinking upside down. This is not what many of the religious people of Jesus' day signed up for, and perhaps when we reflect on it, neither did we. We want a God who is just and fair, which of course God is. We want a God who loves us, which of course God does. We want a God that is good, and our God is good all the time. We want our Lord to be good and his mercy to be over all that he has made, as Psalm 145 wonderfully tells us. But we often also want a God who is predictable, and a God who follows the rule of what we think of law. We want a God we can feel that we can understand fully all the time, who is safe all the time. But Jesus shows us that God does not take a safety-first approach. Rather, he seeks out the wanderer, forgives the proud, repairs the broken people and the broken relationships. This is a God who is certainly not safe, who is there in the nitty-gritty of life, but a God who is always good. Throughout the Bible, and particularly in today's Gospel about the shrewd manager, we are confronted with a God who takes our expectations, our perceptions, our preconceived ideas, and turns them completely on their heads. Jesus praises the manager's irresponsible behavior, and then tells us to act more like the manager. Perhaps he is saying, wise up to the real world, and do God's work in that, in what the real world is like. Because as followers of Jesus, we proclaim a God who is always ready to overturn preconceived understandings of the way things are, to make them the way things should be. The good news for us is that we follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Those footsteps may lead us to places we may never dream or imagine we would go, but we go risking and knowing that God always walks with us, always forgives us, always loves us, because God is good all the time. You may not be safe, but all the time, God is good.